It's Fate, Mr. Biggs. I'm your guest host of today's Boner-sode. Boner-sode. I think what Richard was going for with that title is a playful combination of bonus and episode. He made a little humor joke, and I find the humor jokes to be particularly enjoyable. Anyway, as I was saying, I'm your guest host for Boner-sode 95. It says here on my desk calendar that it is June the 4th, 2021. And today's producer is Broccoli Bear. Young Broccoli Bear wrote the show an electronic email that says, "Can we get more Mr. Biggs calls? It just makes me die laughing." Hey, that's me. I'm Mr. Biggs. It says so right here on my desk placard. Mr. Biggs. With two G's. Well, I'll tell you what, little fella. Prank-em-ups is not my forte. I prefer to stick to giving advice about anything from baking rhubarb pie to automotive repair. But okay, little Broccoli Bear. I'll see about making a special appearance in today's show, just for you. So, without further ado, here are the calls. The prank telephone calls. Are we done?
Hello.
Hello, Gilbert.
Yes, sirree.
Hey, Gilbert, it's Winston over here at the church.
Hi, Winston. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How have you been?
Well, good, thank you.
I'm just calling because Noel wanted me to let you know that we were just doing a little experiment over here with the holy water.
An experiment with the holy water. Tell me more.
Yeah, well, we ran some tests on it down at this lab, and we got your results, and it shows here that you have a higher than normal midichlorian count.
Higher than what?
You have a higher than normal midichlorian count.
What's midichlorian? I can't wait to find out.
Well, it basically means that you have the potential to become a Jedi.
Is that so? So you're some kind of weird fuck up, aren't you?
Oh, sir, what kind of language is that?
That's the kind of language I get when somebody calls with weird shit and tries to make a joke out of me.
That kind of language is unbecoming of a Jedi, and that's not a language that a man of God would use.
Oh, I don't know about that. This man of God uses that language.
That's something a Sith would say.
Hello?
Hello, Mark?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Winston over here at the church.
Winston.
Yeah. Hey, Noel just wanted me to call and ask if you could please quit playing with your iPad during service. It's just kind of, you know, it's just kind of distracting with you, you know, playing Angry Birds or whatever it is.
What are you talking about?
You know how you've been playing with your iPad during service. And that's just kind of, it's just kind of distracting to the...
Listen, dumbass, I don't play with my iPad during service.
Sir, why are you calling me, Mark, why are you calling me a dumbass?
Because you're a dumbass, Winston. You shouldn't be calling. You know what, Winston? I'm calling the police right now.
Oh, sir, it's not a police matter. Just Noel wanted me to straighten this out with you, that's all.
Yeah, it is, Winston, because I already know about you.
What do you mean?
They warned me about you.
Who warned you? Who's they? The little green people that stuck wires in your brain? The government?
Hello?
Hello, Leah?
Yes?
Hey, Leah, it's Winston over here in the water department.
Yeah?
I just needed to let you know about some construction that's going to be going on in your neighborhood next week. They're just going to be doing some routine maintenance on the water lines.
Uh-huh.
And... Sorry, go ahead.
How's that going to impact our water? Will we be without water?
Oh, no. It's not going to cause a disruption to your service. The reason I'm calling you specifically is because there's just going to be some work going on just right there in your front yard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they're going to...
Where? Near the water lines?
Yeah, you know those, you've got like two big trees in your front yard there, right?
Right, and we have rocks that go all the way down in the flower bed all the way to the street.
Yeah, so they're going to be tearing out one of those trees because they need to install an exhaust port.
Oh my God. That tree is huge.
Oh yeah, they're going to have, you know, heavy machinery out there and everything to take care of it.
Whoa.
And then once they get that tree ripped out of there, they're going to be drilling a large hole right there in the center.
Okay.
Yep.
My goodness sakes.
There's going to be a grating over it, so there's no danger of falling in or anything. You just might notice like a slightly swampy odor.
Oh, how big is this hole going to be?
Oh, about the size of a manhole.
Well, the size of that tree that they're taking out is about the size of three manholes.
They're taking trees out of my property.
They're taking that big crepe myrtle lot.
Why?
They have to do some sort of construction.
Are you going
to
pay us for it?
Is that?
No, well, that's a good question. Are you going to pay us for that tree?
Is that Roy in the background?
Yeah.
Did you want me to just talk to him? I can.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hold on.
I can straighten him out.
The water company. Talk to them.
Hello.
Hello, Roy?
Yes.
Hey, Roy. It's Winston over here at the water department. I was explaining to Leah about the exhaust port that's going in right there in front of your house.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I'm just calling to let you know that the work's going to start next Tuesday. They're just going to be taking out that tree there and...
What tree where?
So if you're looking at your house, the tree on the right, the big one.
The tree on the right?
Yeah, they can move it for you, you know, like they can move it over to the other side or whatever, but
why,
yeah. Just,
why would you do that? Are you going to pay me for it?
No. Why would we pay you? That doesn't make any sense. No, they just have to...
It does, too, because you're messing up my damn property. That's what it's about.
Oh, it's not... They're not going to damage your property. Like, it's all going to be...
Oh, but they're going to take my tree out.
Well, yeah, but they're not taking the tree away. Like I said, they can move it for you.
I'm not going to have them move it anywhere because it's 25 or 30 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And if they move it, it's going to kill it.
Oh, no. They have, you know, they have professionals that know how to safely transport trees and everything. And, yeah
but
just,
I don't understand. Are you going to pay me for what you're doing to my property?
I already said no. That's ridiculous. You know, we don't have the budget to be paying people.
It's ridiculous. What about my property being fucked up?
It's not being fucked up, sir. They're just moving the tree. That's all. They have to install the exhaust port.
Well, right? That's ruining my property.
Well, no, it's not ruining it. You're nitpicking the tiniest of details.
Oh, really? A 30-year-old tree that we love?
Yeah, well, you can continue to love it because it'll be, you know, over on the left or in the backyard or really wherever you want it.
You're really making it sound easy, but it's not that easy because I know several tree people that...
Tree people? You know the tree people?
I know some tree people. I dang sure do.
How many tree people do you know?
I know about four.
Oh, okay. Well,
we had Spring over here, Spring tree specialist over here the other day. Carlos is another one.
Okay. You don't need to be name dropping. Okay. We have a whole department of, you know, horticulturalists and arborealists and wealthy industrialists.
Well, it better
and
not
anyways,
cost me anything is all I got to say.
It's not costing you anything, dummy. They're just moving the tree over.
Yeah, they're moving the tree over.
Yeah.
Well, if you crack my foundation or anything, you're going to be paying me some because that's ridiculous.
No, they're not going to be cracking the foundation. They just have to drill a shaft in the middle of the...
And what about my landscaping?
Well, I mean, they have to install an exhaust port, so they're going to be drilling down. There's going to be about a manhole size.
That's not what I asked you. I said, who's going to repair my landscape?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be damaged.
Okay.
There's just going to be a giant hole in the middle of it. That's all.
Where people can walk in it?
Well, it's an exhaust port. It's designed to, you know, relieve pressure from
You have to move that tree. Is that it? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we must. It has to go right there. And like I said, it's like I was telling Leah, it's not dangerous or anything. There's going to be a grating over the hole so you don't fall in. There's just going to be a slightly swampy odor coming up out of it.
Why us? That's what I want to know.
Well, I mean, we're not singling you out. Like, it's nothing personal. You're getting triggered over the silliest of things.
Oh, silliest of things. This is my house. It's not yours.
I didn't say it was.
Okay, then don't get snotty with me.
Well, I'm not getting snotty. You're getting snotty. Boy.
Well, damn right I am, because it's my property, hey. Asshole.
Hey, boy, you watch your mouth.
Hey, you come over here and watch it.
I'll come over there and soap it out.
And what? And what will you do?
I'll give you a nice kiss on the mouth.
I guarantee you what, I got a lawyer right across the street, man, so you just do whatever you have to.
But if
anybody messes up our property, I guarantee you what, I'm coming after you, and I'm coming after your company.
Oh, is that Carlos? Is that the name of your lawyer?
And no. Hell no, you're not paying attention.
I'm paying attention. I'm just...
No, you're not.
Like
no,
maybe,
you're not.
Maybe Carlos has hobbies.
Here.
And
here.
What?
I don't want to talk to him.
I just don't understand why it has to be our yard.
Oh, it doesn't have to be, Leah. We just decided to put it there just on a whim.
What?
We just decided to put it there, you know, just for really no reason at all.
To put what where? What are you talking about?
The exhaust port. We just decided to put it in the front of your house for really no reason at all.
Well, first of all, I don't understand what that is. I don't understand.
Well, where did Roy go? Where
special about our yard versus the house next door or something like that?
Oh, we tried, but oh man, the person next door is a nasty bastard. Yeah, they wouldn't let us put it there, so. Yeah, that's why we have to put it in front of your house.
Well, I don't want it in front of my house.
Well, where did Roy go? Let me just put the man back on.
No, you don't want to talk to him.
Oh yeah, I do.
We don't want it in front of our house.
He was getting
all. Why can't you go down the street to the next house?
He was getting all smart mouth with me and everything.
Well, he's angry. He's upset.
Saying he was going to come find me. And I offered to give him a nice kiss on the mouth, and he didn't even react. Like, he didn't even say anything.
A nice, what?
I said I would give him a kiss on the mouth, and he just pretended like he didn't even hear it.
That was not a good thing to say.
Well, I was just trying to calm him down.
No, that would make him even worse.
Why?
I still don't understand
why
it has to be in our house, in our yard.
Oh, it doesn't
have to. And taking out a 40-year-old tree...
Well, he said, wait a minute, Roy said it was 30 years old.
Well,
now it just sounds like
our subdivision was made in 1984. How many years is that?
Well, wow, that's 37.
And that tree was planted when this subdivision was, when they developed the subdivision.
That tree is as old as I am. How about that?
Well, okay, and nobody's going to come and cut you down, are they?
I sure hope not. Anyways, listen, we don't have to put it in your yard, but we
good, because I need to speak to somebody else, a supervisor or something, that we absolutely are not on board with this at all.
Okay.
So whoever we need to speak to or deal with and say that this just can't be. I mean, my goodness.
Okay, I can get my supervisor, but he'll want to talk to Roy, though.
No, he won't. He's much better. Why can't he talk to me?
Well, because my supervisor is super misogynistic and doesn't really, you know, he doesn't want to talk to the women. Like, he'll only speak to the men of the house.
Well, that isn't going to work either.
Well, he's just, you know, he's set in his ways.
Well, so is Roy. And that's where you'll clash heads. But
okay, well, I need
to speak to somebody.
Okay, I can get my supervisor. Can you hold, please?
Mm-hmm.
Beep boop.
Hello, this is Mr. Biggs.
Hello?
Hey, it's Mr. Biggs. What can I do for you, ma'am?
I can barely hear you, sir. Can I?
Turn up your battery. What are you bothering me for? I was just sitting here in my office eating my onion sandwich.
Okay, and somebody's talking about coming to my house and tearing up my yard and cutting down a 40-year-old tree.
Yeah, oh no, we're not going to cut it down. We're just going to move it.
You can't, this tree is 40 feet tall and about 10 feet around. There's no way you're going to move it.
Oh yeah, we have special equipment. Listen.
Yeah, special equipment that you're going to come in and dig up my tree.
Yeah, we're
yard.
Listen.
I have to talk to somebody about this above you, apparently.
Oh, there's nobody above me. I'm the head honcho around here.
Well, this is not going to happen.
Listen,
I don't know how you. I mean,
listen, ma'am. Just Where's the man of the house? Can you just put Roy on?
Oh, no, you don't want to talk to him. He's already totally...
Well, that's why I want to talk to him. I don't like talking to the women. Just put him on.
Well, if you're in business, that's sometimes what you have to do.
Oh, no, I don't have to do anything that a woman tells me to do.
Let me tell you what. I want a phone number and a name that I can call back. And
just go back to the kitchen and bake a cake and let me speak to the man.
No.
I order you to put the man on the phone.
No.
I command you.
You're so full of shit. I want somebody's name and a phone number about this business.
Well, my name is Mr. Biggs. That's B-I-G-G-S.
Okay, and I want a company name and a phone number.
Whizbangs is the company.
What is it?
Whizbangs.
Spell it.
I-T.
I-A-G?
No, I-T.
Okay, you have a very bad connection because...
No, I know you said you told me to spell it, and
yes,
I spelled
it. Yes, I want you to spell the company name.
No, the company name. You told me to spell it.
No, your name is Biggs, and what company are you with?
I'm with Whizbangs.
With who?
Whizbangs.
Okay, so spell that.
T-H-A-T.
Okay, and a phone number.
Okay, it's... What's his name? Oh, is that Roy again? Yeah, just put Roy on. I'll straighten that.
No, I'm not. He's not going to talk to you. You're talking to me. I paid the bill. You're talking to me.
Yeah, but Roy's the bread earner in the house. Let's not be silly.
No, he's not.
Like, he's the one. That's where the money comes from. Let's be realistic.
No, it doesn't.
Let's just be.
I need a phone number.
14. 69. Yeah. Mm.
You're so full of shit.
Why do you say that?
Okay. This is a bunch of bullshit.
Hey, you watch your mouth, Leah.
Okay. I want, and this is the phone number of this company that you're supposedly with?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to put my secretary on.
Oh, now you have a secretary. Okay.
Hello, this is Winstina.
This is who?
This is Winstina. What can I do for you, ma'am?
Well, apparently we're trying to understand why all of this commotion is being caused now.
What do you mean?
About digging up our yard, cutting down our trees.
Oh no, we're not going to cutting down your trees. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
They're saying they need to cut the tree down to get to the lines that they have to get to.
Oh man, we're the water department. We don't cut down trees or anything like that.
Well, you can't get to whatever it is that you need.
Oh, you know what?
I need the name of a supervisor. This gentleman that was supposed to be talking to me sounds like he has a mouthful of mush. I can't understand a word he's saying.
Oh, that's racist.
I'm sorry?
That's racist. That's just his natural speaking voice.
Well, it's very indistinguishable on the telephone.
Okay, well, listen, honey, we weren't all born, you know, pure-blooded like you.
Okay, like what?
Like you.
All right, what I want is the name of the company and who I talk to about this, and what water company are you talking about?
No, water company. This isn't the water company.
You said you're with the water department.
No, I didn't say that. Who said that?
Yes, you did. Oh, I just wrote it down.
Oh, was that Mr. Biggs? I bet Mr. Biggs was making prank phone calls again. He always does that.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, this is Starbucks, ma'am. This is...
What is the phone number of this,
ma'am, this is...
company?
Ma'am, this is the Starbucks corporate office. We don't have anything to do with water or trees or anything like that. I think Mr. Biggs was just making prank calls again.
I need to talk to somebody that can tell me what Mr. Biggs
is
saying about cutting down trees and digging up our landscape.
Yeah, he was just making prank calls. He does that all the time. He gets bored over here at the Starbucks corporate office.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
But if you don't want to talk to me, I can put my supervisor on.
I think you need to do that, and I'm going to contact the association about this phone call and find out if it's legitimate, number one, and find out from them, because I guarantee you're not going to set foot on my property.
Yeah, nobody's setting foot on your property, ma'am. This is the Starbucks corporate office. I think Mr. Biggs was just making prank calls, but let me put my supervisor on. Its name is Cabal. One moment, I'll patch you through.
Hello, this is Cabal.
Wow, that was a long call. I try to avoid those, but I was just having too much fun with that couple. Thank you, Broccoli Bear, for making me subject my supporters to my shitty Mr. Biggs impression. For those of you who don't know, Mr. Biggs is a legendary radio personality. He did a show called Ask Mr. Biggs in the 1930s, followed by an unsuccessful spinoff that no one listened to. But he's one of my comedic heroes. His shows were always full of the kind of subtle humor that I enjoy. I'd give pretty much anything to hear just one more episode of Ask Mr. Biggs. Unfortunately, he was on board the Hindenburg on that fateful day in May 1937. Anyway, let's not end the show on a sad note. Let's just all be happy that I'm here to tarnish his legacy. So thanks everyone for supporting my blatant plagiarism. I hope this bonersode made you feel good and you had a great time. Bye!
It is only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
I've ever gotten in my entire life.